भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
न हि प्रपश्यामि मम अपनुद्यात् यत् शोकम् उच्च उष्णम् उच्छोषणम् इन्द्रियाणाम् अवाप्य भूमौ असपत्नम् ऋद्धम् राज्यम् सुराणाम् अपि आधिपत्यम् न हि प्रपश्यामि ममापनुद्यात् यच्छोकमुच्छोषणमिन्द्रियाणाम् अवाप्य भूमावसपत्नम् ऋद्धम् राज्यम् सुराणामपि चाधिपत्यम् न हि प्रपश्यामि ममापनुद्यात् यच्छोकमुच्छोषणमिन्द्रियाणाम् अवाप्य भूमावसपत्नमृद्धम् राज्यम् सुराणामपि चाधिपत्यम् Certainly. Prapashyami. I see. Mama. My. Apanudyat. They can drive away. Yet. That. Shokam. Lamentation. Which Shoshanam. Drying up. Indriyanam. Of the senses, avapya, achieving, bhumau, on the earth, astapatnam, without rival, riddham, prosperous, rajyam, kingdom, suranam, of the demigod, opi, even, Ruka also Adhipatyam supremacy. Translation: I can find no means to drive away this grief which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to destroy it even if I win an unrivaled kingdom on the earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven.
Nahi prapasyami mamapanudhya. This is the position of material existence. We are sometimes in difficulty. Not sometimes, always. We are in difficulty, but we call it sometimes because to get over the difficulty, we make some attempt, and that attempt making is taken as happiness. Actually, there is no happiness, but sometimes with the hope that by this attempt I shall become happy in future, as the so-called scientists dream, in future we shall become without death. So so many bad dreams. But those are sane persons, they say, trust no future, have a present. So, that is the actual situation. Nahi prapasyami mamapurida. Therefore, he has approached Krishna. Shishya seham. Now I become your shishya. Why you have come to me? Because I know nobody else can save me from this dangerous position. This is real sense.
Yatshokam uchchosanam indriyam. Uchchosanam.
When we are put into great difficulties, it dries up the existence of the senses. No sense enjoyment also can make us happy. Uchchosanam indriyam. Here, happiness means sense gathering. Here, actually, this is not happiness. Real happiness is described in Bhagavad Gita.
Atindriyam, sukham atantikam jat tat atindriyam.
Real happiness, atantikam, supreme happiness, is not enjoyed by the senses.
Atindriyam,
surpassing. Transcendental to the senses. That is real happiness. But we are taking happiness as sense enjoyment. So by sense enjoyment nobody can become happy. Because we are in the material existence. And our senses are false senses. Real sense is spiritual sense. So we have to awaken our spiritual consciousness, then by spiritual senses we can enjoy. Sukham astam tikam jat atindriya, surpassing these senses. Surpassing these senses means these senses are means common. It's like I am this body. Actually I am not this body. I am spirit soul, but this is the covering of my real body, spiritual body. Similarly, spiritual body has spiritual senses. Not that nirata. Why nirata? It is a common sense affair. It's like, if you have got a hand, one or two hands, you have got two hands. Therefore, when the hand is covered by some cloth, the cloth also gets a hand. Because I have got hands, therefore my dress has got a hand. Because I have got my legs, therefore my covering dress has got legs, pant. This is common sense. Where from this body came? This body is described by Shamsi, garments. So garment means it is cut according to the bone. That is garment. Not that my body is made according to the garment. It is common sense. So, when I have got hands of my star, this is my subtle body, or glass body. Therefore, originally, spiritually, I have got my hands and legs. Otherwise, how it comes? How it is developed? So, originally, we are all persons, knowing persons. Krishna says, he'll say, that these soldiers, these kings, you and me, my dear Lord, it is not that we did not exist in the past, neither it is that in future we shall cease to exist. So this particular instruction of Krishna, that I, you, and all these kings and soldiers who have assembled here, they existed as they are existing now, individual persons. Similarly, they existed, individual persons. And in future also, we shall exist as individual persons. So where is the question of impersonal? This nonsense impersonalist, voidist. Therefore, the principle is to understand things in reality. One has to approach Krishna as a guna has approached Krishna, now I am your disciple. You just teach me, sadhima, prapanna, I am surrendered. I am not trying to talk with you on equal level. To accept Guru means, whatever Guru says, you have to accept. Otherwise, don't make Guru. Don't make a fashion. You must be ready. That is called prapanna. But with dhi pranipatena, you can understand simply by surrender. Not to test Guru. I shall test him. How much he knows. Then what is the use of making Guru? No. Therefore, Arjuna says that besides you, there is nobody else who can actually satisfy me in this third place condition. The Chukha Mutsu Sanam Indriyana. My senses are being dragged. Because the superficial senses, that are not actually senses, real sense is within. Rishikina Rishikisa Srivanam. We have to serve Krishna, Rishikisa. Krishna is real. And we have to come to that position of reality. Then we can serve Krishna. Rishikina, Tatparatena, Nirmala. When our senses are purified. Indriyani pararahu, indriyamma paramana. Manasattu paro buddhi. These are different stages. This bodily concept of life means senses. But when you transcend these senses, you come to the mental platform. When you transcend the mental platform, you come to the intellectual platform. When you come to the intellectual platform, when you transcend, then you come to the spiritual platform. That is spiritual form. There are different grades and steps. The gross bodily platform, we demand pratyaksha jnana. Pratyaksha means direct person. There are different stages of knowledge. Pratyaksha, aparaksha, pratyaksha, paraksha, aparaksha, adhokhaja, aprakita. These are different stages of knowledge. So, knowledge acquired in the bodily platform, direct perception, is not real knowledge. Therefore, we can challenge the science, so-called science. The basic principle of knowledge is on the bodily concept of life, pratyaksha, experimental knowledge. Experimental knowledge means the gross a sense perception. That is experiment. That's all. Everyone says, we do not see God. God is not such a subject matter that you can see with the pratyaksha direct person. God's another name is anubhava. Anubhava. Just like in this room, we do not see the sun directly. But we know that there is sun. It is daytime. How do you know it? You do not see. But there are other processes by which you can experience That is called aparaka. Pratyaksha, paroksha, aparaksha. In this way, Krishna consciousness means adhokhaja and aprati. Beyond the senses. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita, it is said adhokhaja. Where direct perception cannot reach. So where direct perception cannot reach, then how you can perceive, anubhav? That is Sulta Pantha. That is Shruti. You have to take knowledge from the Vedas. And the Vedic knowledge is explained by Guru. Therefore, one has to take shelter of Krishna as the Supreme Guru or his representative. Then, all these troubles, means ignorance, can be dissipated. Tathopuchasanamindirana. So now, Krishna says, that's how light you are for temporary, war, fighting, and when you get the kingdom, feel happy. There is no need of making a guru. Neither it is just like ordinary men, they think so, that we are earning so much money. What is the use of making a guru? I can understand everything in my own way. And another aspect is, yes, jatama tatama. Whatever their opinion, that's all right. You can make your own opinion, that is going on. You can make your own opinion to understand God. So all foolish rascals, they are making their own opinion. No, that is not possible. Therefore, Krishna, Arjuna says, abhapa, bhuvau, asapatnarityam. This is a very significant word. Sapatni. Sapatni means rival wife, co-wife. If a man has got two, three wives, why two, three? Our Lord has 16,100. So this is God. So sapatna, but there is no competition. You will find in the statements of all the queens in Krishna book, when they are talking with Draupadi, every wife was giving description, yeah, how much she was anxious to become a servant of Krishna. Nobody is rival in the material world. If a man has got more than one wife, there is rival. Rival. This example is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam that just like we have got our senses, similarly, if somebody has got different wives, so one wife is snatching him that you come to my room. Another wife is snatching, come to my room, because he is podcast. Similarly, we have got the wife, the senses. The eyes are dragging, please come to the cinema. The tongue is dragging, please come to the restaurant. The hand is driving somewhere, the leg is driving somewhere. If our position is like that, the same man who has got different wives and dragging in different rooms. This is our position. So, why this position? Because his wives are rivals. Here, asapat. If there are many kings to claim on property, there is difficulty. But what Arjuna says, avapa bhumau, asapatna vidyam, getting riches for which there is no other claimant. I am the only. Propriety. Even if I get such riches, rajyam, such kingdom, suranam upisadipattam. Not only kingdom of this world, but also kingdom of higher planetary system. These men are trying to go to the moon planet, but that is also another kingdom. Another kingdom. So that kingdom belongs to the higher living entities, those who are known as demigods. They are very powerful. That's like Indra. Indra is very powerful, controller of the rain. He has got a thunderbolt. But people do not believe this. But we believe. What is described in the Vedic literature, not believe, you have to believe. This is fact. Where from this thunderbolt is coming? Who is arranging for the rain? There must be some director. As in government offices, state, there are so many departmental management. Similarly, in God's government, there must be so many directors, so many officers. They are called demigods. Devurshi Bhuta to Nilam Kutrina. Devuta, the demigods, they are also suppliers by the order of Krishna. It's like Indra. Indra is supplying us. That means Indra Yogya. There is sacrifice for satisfying the different demigods. Krishna stopped this Indra Yogya. Govardhana. When Nanda Maharaj was arranging for Indra Yogya, Krishna said, "My dear father, there is no need of Indra Yogya." That means, anyone who is Krishna conscious, for him there is no need of any yoga. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform different types of yoga. That was possible in the Krita Yuga. Kriti Yajadhyayata Vishnu Kritayam Yajato Makhai. Makhai means yoga, performing yoga. Yajnyate karmanna tru lokam karma bandhana. So these formulas, these directions of what is following, it is not possible in this age. Therefore, the Shastra injunction is yajnai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedhata. Those who have got good brains are scarce. So, instead of bothering with so many things, one performs sankirtan yoga. These are the statements in the Shastra. Krishna varnam tisha krishnam sangapangasya parthadam yagai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumirata. So here, in this room especially, Krishna varnam tisha krishnam. Here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself, but his complexion is of Krishna, not black. Krishna varnam tisha. Tisha means by complexion. Of Krishna. Yogis. Sangapangasya parthadam. And he is accompanied by his associates. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktadu. This is the worshipable deity in this age, Krishna Varnam Tisha. So what is the process of worship? Yajnai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedhata. The sankirtan yoga as you are performing before Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda and others. This is the perfect performance of yoga in this age. Otherwise, no other. Therefore it is becoming successful. It is only prescribed yoga. Hara yoga, Vyasya yoga, this yoga, there are so many yogas. Sometimes India, they perform so-called yoga, they collect some money, that's all. It cannot be successful because there is no Jagrik Brahman. Jagrik Brahman is not in existence at the present moment. The Jagdish Brahman used to test how correctly they are pronouncing Vedic mantra. The test was that one animal should be put into the fire and he would again come with fresh long body. Then it is tested that the yajna is being performed nicely. The Brahmana, the Jagdish Brahmana, they are pronouncing the Veda mantra correctly. This is the test. But where is the Brahman in this age? Therefore, no yajna is recommended. Kalo pancha vibhajya asamivam pabalambham sanyasam palapaitrikam devarena sutatvatti kalo pancha vibhajya. So there is no yajna in this age. There is no Jagdish Brahman. This is only yajna. Chant Hare Krishna mantra and dance in ecstasy. This is only you. So, Rajyam Suranam Apichadipattam. Formerly, there were many demons who conquered over the kingdom of the demigod. Rajyam Suranam Apichadipattam. That's why Hiranyakashipu. He spread his authority even over the kingdom of Indra. Indrari Vyakulam Loki. Mirananti Jivedi. Indrari. Indrari means the enemy of Indra. Indra is the king of the heavenly planet. An enemy means the demon. The demigods and their enemy, demon. That's why we have got many enemies. Because we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, there are so many critics and so many enemies also. They do not like. So this is all that. Now the number has increased. Formerly there are some, now there are many. So therefore, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. When this demon, the population, demonic population increases, then Vyakulam Lokam, people become perplexed. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. Mirayanti Jive Jive. So at that time Krishna comes. Iti Transakalapunsa Krishna Sku Bhagavan Sam. There are lists of names of the incarnation of Krishna and God. Or God. But after mentioning all the names, the Bhagavad indicates that all the names listed here is, they are partial representations of Krishna. But the name Krishna is there, his real original person. Krishna Tu Bhagavan Sa. And he comes in the Vyakulam Loki when people are too much embarrassed by the onslaught of the demon, he comes. And he also confirms, this is Shastra. One Shastra says, he comes in this condition. And Krishna says, yes, Yadadadahi dharmasya jnani bhavati bhārata tadātmānam sujāmmahaṁ. At that time I come. So in this Kali Yuga, people are so much disturbed. Therefore, Krishna has come in the form of his name, Hare Krishna. Krishna has come, not personally, but by his name. But because Krishna is absolute, there is no difference between his name and himself. Avinatyat namanamina. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta. Name is full, and Krishna is full, complete. Similarly, Krishna's name is also full, complete. Shuddha, it is not material thing. Purna, Shuddha, Nitya, Itanam. As Krishna is Itanam, name is also Itanam. Purna, Shuddha, Nitya, Mukta. There is no material conception in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Avinda, pure nama nāvina. Nama, the holy name, and the Lord, they are avinda identity. So, we cannot be happy. Rajyam suranam apichari pattam. Even if he gets the kingdom of the demigod, asapattu without any rival, still he cannot be happy so long he has got material conception of life. It is not possible. That is explained in this verse. What is it? Thank you very much. That's all. Thank you.